July 18. Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Matthew 15:3. Aaron and his sons were washed with water before the congregation. Leviticus 8:6. Water in the Bible represents the word of God. As they were washed with water before everybody, they were showing to the people that they were being set apart for God's service, for the whole nation. And they had to be kept under the word of God for everything. Aaron was not to follow any man-made custom or tradition, but only God's word. Many people, instead of following God's word, follow traditions, practices, and customs of man. That is why they do not grow spiritually. We have instructions given in the word of God for all our needs, problems, and activities. Unless we honor God's word fully, we have no right to claim our full share in His fullness. We lose our share in God's fullness by ignoring the word of God. We have to make a very strong decision and promise to God, saying, "Lord, I will obey thy word implicitly in all my activities, ways, and plans." With that vision, the Lord led us in the work in Chennai many years ago. We saw believers everywhere slaved to customs and traditions of man. We noticed that those who were free from customs of man had gone on well with the Lord. But those who were slaves to customs were blind spiritually. They cannot enjoy God's word fully, and they cannot know God's plan and purpose for their lives. That is why, before the congregations of many lakhs of people, Moses washed Aaron and his sons. It was not for the public display, but for an example. First of all, Aaron had to be blameless. By God's power, he became blameless, as God chose him by his own mighty hand. He was made without any blemish. Similarly, if we try our best to be without blemish, we will never succeed. We are bound to have some fault, failure, or weakness somewhere, sometime. It is not by our own human effort we are made righteous. The Lord Jesus Christ is our righteousness and justification. He makes us complete and perfect, not by ourselves, but as we read in Colossians 2:10, "Ye are complete in Him." This is a very helpful and important verse. The Lord Jesus Christ is my perfection and my justification. That is why we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowingly or unknowingly, we declare, "Lord, by myself I have no right to come unto Thee, but because of what Thou hast done for me, I come to Thee." God was reminding Aaron that if he had to serve Him, he must keep himself in subjection to God's word, completely in everything. He was to make it a practice daily.